Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Welcome to another episode of That's Dicey. Today, we're playing a game called Broken Tales. It is a fairy tale gone wrong TTRPG. In today's episode, we will have warnings for child neglect, revenge, and fantasy violence. And with that, let's jump into the intro for our adventure. Once upon a time, a child saved the world of fairy tale. His reward was a wish. The one who plots in the shadows saw an opportunity to tarnish the child's heart, whispering words of corruption to him. The child asks the king of fairy tales to grant the villains, accursed for centuries, a new life. This was to be their chance for redemption. This was how the villains became good. But any light needs a shadow, and in turn, our favorite heroes became evil. At that moment, all fairy tales shattered. Dun, 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 dun. We find ourselves in France, 1780. Ferocious beasts roam around the village of Durfort. Gavaudan, in France, the nobleman, Gerard Dubois, just married the beautiful Elisaveta of Valinia. He constantly receives demands for help from his subjects, and he is desperate. Unable to handle the citizens' fear, Gerard writes a letter beseeching the order's help. Written in Dubois' own trembling hand, it reads, "The beasts that are affecting and afflicting the Gavaudan are something that moves outside the grace of God." A group of the order's hunters is sent to the village of Durfort to find out what is really going on. Hello, everyone. I'm a real person. I'm not a narrator. So, you guys make your way to Durfort, and our story opens as you are being interviewed by Gerard Dubois, who is exceedingly anxious about the monsters infesting his land. He invites you to dinner, and a room has been booked for you at the tavern. And it's been a long journey to get here, but he is insistent that you talk about the matter now. Next to the fireplace, a woman is pouring wine from a goblet and smiles at you. She is Lady Elisaveta, Gerard's wife. We find ourselves in the ceremonial hall of the Dubois family. It's nice. Rich furnishings. An enormous painting reaches the ceiling of Patrick Dubois, Gerard's father. He looks like he's judging all of you from beyond the grave. The sun has just set about a couple hours ago, and it's dinner time. You find yourself seated. Gentleman walks in. Vincent, he is the head of the guard, and a random villager sits at the table as well. Gerard says, "That is my wife's guest. She invites one villager each night to dine with us." That's where we'll kick it off. What do you guys do?
Can I... Is this like a general tavern hall?
You're in the Dubois family palace.
Okay. I am Garrow. I'm playing Garrow, and they're kind of like a very dusty, leathered, dark kind of leather worn skin. With like heavy set eyebrow furrows and medium kind of unkempt, long, shaggy, gray, brownish hair. In like what would be passing for like normal people's clothing, like trying to be pretty nondescript, but still pretty gruff looking, despite the effort. I would kind of just say, well, that's a mighty nice gesture to let the common folks up and dine with you.
Yes, all Elizaveta's idea. She comes from a fairly humble upbringing, as does my family long ago. But my father has done much for this town too. He is staring at the portrait, and you can feel like the weight that he has to live up to the ideals that people have of his father. And then he glances back to the table. We are better off for his work.
What, would you say was the favorite thing that he did for you? I mean, the son.
I mean, he left me a great responsibility as the Baron of Durfort, and I am proud to take the mantle and, keep the people safe, which is mostly why I've brought you here. There are rampant wolves in the outer reaches of the town, and they're just attacking anyone who is alone at night. We have forbidden people to go outside at night. Of course, you are free to roam the town. I don't believe you frightened of the wolves if you have come here to help us.
I'm not concerned with the night. Thank you for your consideration, though. I'm familiar with it.
I'm gonna step forward and just wolf attacks. Aren't wolves known to be carnivores? As what's changed?
I don't know. The first two victims were two young lovers who met in the old cemetery outside the city. They were not in a state to question what even happened. We buried them before their family could see them. I think Vincent is going to sort of chime in here. My name is Vincent. I, like you, was once a hunter, and I worked for the Order, but long since has that time passed. But even working with the full guard of this barony, I have not even seen or spotted the enemy once. It frightens that they can hide in the shadows so well that I haven't seen them. But the
Has anybody been, do they just scare people off, or do they, have there been any fatalities?
I think the couple was a fatality. They said they buried them.
Okay.
I just want to say that, like, I'm coming into this with like an air of arrogance. Like, the first line of my bio is, I have been a lot of things in life: a ship captain, duelist of great renown, and lover of the most beautiful noble women. Like, I'm coming into this with a lot of cockiness. I am not trying to be a jerk to you, Andrew. I will kind of be a jerk to your character. So I'm just gonna scoff
Nice.
and just. So you're telling us we're dealing with wolves, but they're very fast. They are good at being in the woods.
Yes, that is what I'm saying. Our guard has yet to spot them anywhere, and you've set posted men in locations where they were seen. We've, put all of our effort to find them. Each time it is stragglers on the outsides of town in spaces where we don't see that get taken in. We've only found two victims, the couple in the cemetery, but there are many more missing.
How long ago did you bury the couple?
It was weeks now, and as the problems continued, we reached out, and you arrived fairly quickly.
Would you be able to give us an escort or direction to the site where the couple was attacked?
Yes, I can send one of my guard with you, but at the permission of the Baron. Gerard says, do You both promise to keep this god as safe as you possibly can. I fear the ventures at night often lead to disappearance and death. I would not send one of my men if I did not feel that as protected.
And above table, it's now nighttime, correct?
Yeah.
For understanding's sake, is it like, do we have a place to stay in town that like we would be able to go in the morning?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. Yeah, if you're able to, back to the guy. Yeah, if you're able to inquire that maybe we could get an escort, we'll look after your man. We'll take good care of them. We just want them to show us around, maybe ask them what they know. But getting eyes on where they were attacked could lead us to our first set of clues.
He calls in a person, Nicholas. You've been summoned. Aid hunters of the order. They have promised to try to keep you safe. Will you bring them to the cemetery where the bodies of Guy and Yvette were? Nicholas looks into the fireplace and then at Gerard and says, I will do it. And he says, are we ready to go now?
Do these attacks, well, I guess no one's ever come back, but we're assuming the attacks happen at night.
Yes.
I see. Okay. I mean, yeah, I've had my fill of dinner. James, if you're good to go, I think we have all we need. We might as well go looking.
Absolutely. Show us the way.
So, you travel through Durfort Village to get to the old cemetery, and you stumble upon a person on your way. They're in like a tented type thing. And it's closed off, like it's sealed off, but you can like see that it's not a like house dwelling, like a tent of some sort. Through an opening in the tent, you see them peering out, and behind them there's like this bright like neon blue green like glow emanating from inside the tent, and then the like curtain kind of closes off, and you see that on your way through Durfort Village.
Okay, cool.
The cemetery is a small cemetery with these like rickety rusty gates that have like a claw like ends, you know, like that points at the end of the gate. They're like form into claws, and all the tombs are this cold blue gray stone, and just beyond the like opening path through some grass, there's a small abandoned church. It's like looms kind of over the whole cemetery. Let's see. I'm gonna roll a d6. I initially said that I don't roll die, but this is like a multi-choice option. Roll it. As you're entering the cemetery, a well-dressed man is running through the cemetery. The air smells of spices and wine as he gets closer to you. And Nicholas says, Armand, what are you doing? Why are you out? Armand says, there's no time to argue. Someone really needed a wine shipment, and I thought I could do it, but they're coming to get me. And behind him, you see 8 black wolves.
Oh, snap.
And yeah, they're just chasing him down.
They look
at are we?
They are a lot larger than your typical wolf that you've seen in like the wild. They're larger by some stretch, but you are directly in the path. Armand is running towards you and then behind you as he continues on the path, but you're acting in the space where he's still in front of you. So what is it we do?
Can I shoot one of the wolves? Would that be wrong?
Where? Do you want to shoot the wolf?
That's why we're here, right? We kill the wolves?
All right.
Wait, no, did I misunderstand the prompt?
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
No, it was, I mean, it that is definitely an interpretation. You know, the king was like, we've got this problem, we can't figure it out. Why? And we can never even find them. They can never even see the wolves. So, like, that's the information. You do with that what you will. If you want to go blast the wolf, you should blast the wolf.
Do you want to blast the wolf? Is this insensitive to you and your character?
I don't know. Depends on how the wolf takes it.
Oh, jeez.
Shoot. Do it. All right. That's what you want. You're a noble. It's not you. You're some
right?
Trashy. You're James Hook. The Noble. You're Captain Hook. You want to be shoot animals. That's what we're. don't.
Yo,
no, go ahead. Go all ahead right. And do 101 Dalmatians right now. Do it.
Okay, wait. Can we like rewind a minute and like, did we talk about a game plan on the walk here?
No. We were looking for the scene of the crime, and I was thinking that maybe like I could catch a smell, but now they're here. So. So come on, let's light this candle. What are we doing?
All right. I pull out my. I have a black powder gun.
My gun
and just shoot one of the wolves and just kind of make a cocky offhand remark of like, oh look, you can see them. What am I rolling?
Let's see. Looking for your descriptors. You're a skilled swordsman. The man of the world. I have learned to face monsters and aberrations without being intimidated.
Mm-hmm.
That seems like that fits like a thing you can do, right?
Yeah.
So, you get three base successes.
There's no doubt in my mind.
You get
okay.
Three base successes. The wolf is a opposition level 3. So if you do just the three base successes, you'll succeed, but at a cost. Or you can spend your soma points to get an additional success, or you can roll d6s to add other successes. But if you roll a 1, you fail.
I feel like I'm just going to take the base successes because I wouldn't think too deeply into just shooting a wolf.
Okay.
I'd be like, oh, there it is, bang, and not think about any future consequences. So I think it's in character for me to have that mixed success.
Okay. So, yeah, you take aim, you hit the wolf. That wolf is down. That's a dead wolf. In the stepping forward and lining up this shot to get it, you find yourself in Armand's path. And he is not in any way, shape, or form stopping to care about either any of you here. And so he hits you as he's passing by. And you get bumped by Armand. And in that few seconds it takes, the wolves have advanced.
Andrew, I have 6 soma points. In that moment that he's passing me, I want to catch a whiff. I have my senses are unfailing. Nothing can escape my sense of smell, and that is why the Order uses me as a guardian. And I have this fine forever after feature. Once you catch someone's scent, you never forget it. During a scene, you can spend 1 soma point to memorize the scent of a person you're interacting with. You will always recognize it, and it'll be easy for you to follow its trace even after some time. If you concentrate, you can hear noise at even great distances, even when someone approaches you, and the storyteller will alert you long before anything else in the scene, depending on the circumstance. I might have to do a defense check to sense specific problems.
Okay. So are we trying to catch Armand's scent or the wolf?
Yeah. I was trying to tag Armand as he runs by.
Okay, yeah. You get that vibrant, like, scent of spices and, like, dark, rich wine. You can imagine that he's some sort of merchant or traveler just based on the smell and the clothes that he's wearing. And yeah, it's there. You have it. And he's just running full long back into the village behind you. But yeah, you have the scent. You can find him if you wish.
Okay. All right, cool.
Yeah, and in this time, the wolves advance. I am going to trigger a defense check. Three of the eight wolves kind of jump in around James and are kind of, you know, doing the typical, like, slow moving around. And go ahead, tell me. They're going to, one of them is going to bite you if we fail this defense check. So what is,
okay,
I guess, what is James's course of action to defend against it?
Can I, like, I don't have a shield, but I would not like to, I would like to hold my, I'd like to take out my sword and hold it in the way that I would hold a shield. And so that if something's going to attack me, it hits my sword first.
Yeah. Okay. So
I'm an expert swordsman.
Yeah. So you get the base, three successes. I will, for clarity's sake, throw in that the gift of the black wolves is any action taken while being engaged with two or more wolves receives a penalty, which subtracts one of your successes. So with the base successes, you're at two, which is a fail. And then just the three base successes is a success with a cost. So you would need at least one more success to not suffer.
Okay, can I roll for it?
Yeah, sure. Roll a d6.
A d6?
Yeah.
Okay. Not a one. Oh, I missed my try. A three!
All right, yeah. So you got that. So it'd be a success with a cost, unless you want to try rolling again or using one of your...
I'm going to roll again.
All right.
Yay!
Test not a one. Fate. A five!
All right. Yeah, so you get a regular success. You can continue to push your luck if you wish, or spend one of your points to get a don't success with an advantage.
An advantage.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, not this time.
All right.
Well, I'm ahead.
Yeah. So the three wolves surround, and they're kind of prowling around, and something in like, I guess, the history of all the sword fighting that you've done gives you this, like, momentary glance into, like, the bouncing movements that they're doing. And as the one springs in, you're able to put your sword directly in the way, and it ducks out of the way to avoid, you know, hitting the sword. And that wolf moves along around you and sort of joins another group of wolves harrying Nicholas. So there are two wolves around Nicholas, and now three from the one. And there's two wolves in front of you. Good old big bad wolf guru. There are the other two there in front of you. What is our next move?
So they're still barreling down towards us, right?
When James made the shot and hit one of the wolves, mm-hmm. Armand was the cost. Armand bumped James and knocked James kind of off balance. You sniffed Armand to get his scent. And in that time frame, mm-hmm. the wolves have advanced to there in front of you in, like, biting range. They can reach you. And three of them have now circled around to, like, attack Nicholas also. So you're essentially, there's two in front of you, two in front of James, and then there's three attacking Nicholas, the guard.
Okay. It sounds pretty serious. All right. I'm gonna... So I am going to... I guess I would begin to dig deep into this dark predator place inside me, and I would tap into my inner strength, this unstoppable determination, this deep-set fury, as I want to trigger my dark ego, the big bad wolf. I am hardened by a lifetime in the mountains, and my skill is only matched by my courage. When I unleash my rage, create a descriptor for it. I can employ the strength of three men and gnaw through stone like flesh, or break barriers, and I get one special success, I guess. And I want to go for the pack of wolves that are surrounding Nicholas, and I want to yeet one of them. If I'm a wolf again, I want to be a big gnarly looking wolf, like fairy tale wolf. And I'm gonna grab one of them by the scruff and just yeet him. I'm just gonna yeet him through the cemetery in undisclosed as far as possible. I want it to be like just a 30-foot heave him. I don't know how giga powerful my wolf form is in this mortal coil, but I'm rolling from a place of power.
At base you have the success with the cost. You could spend a point or roll a die to get just a flat success with no cost, or you could spend 2 points or roll two die or any combination of that to do it with an advantage. Because there are three of them, you get the penalty, which is minus one success. So that kind of unfortunately takes your additional success.
Mm-hmm.
So that's okay.
Are the dice that I used the soma points?
You can just spend the points as a success. That's what they're.
Oh.
Or you can roll a dice.
Oh, I'm definitely using the cinematic move as an auto success. I'm definitely, I super button that dork wolf because I'm the alpha here. I'm eating that guy through oblivion.
You pick up the wolf and lob it out of the cemetery, and and you sort of like when people do the pardon me for having watched the Matilda musical, but when they do the darn friggin' ball thing, what's it called? They throw right. That big metal ball a long distance for the Olympics.
Oh, well, this means nothing to me. I love this. What are you saying? They throw a metal ball?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like in the... it might be shot put, but yeah. They just have like a giant metal ball and they just spin... And then they like lob it as far as they can. Anyway, there's like this moment of pause where like, it's like, oh, there's like that object is in the air. This giant object that shouldn't be thrown at this like velocity and speed. And then there's a distant, like in the background.
Yes.
That's that. The two other wolves that are there look off, like in a distant direction behind you, and they kind of do this like look around, and then they start to run towards like the force line. Do we do anything in this moment?
Yeah, I will go to.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Nicholas, and I will say, hey, try to find the body of the one that I threw. Maybe you can capture it. Maybe we can take a look at it if it doesn't work out. And I'll just give him a little tap on the shoulder. And then I will call out to James and say, James, you okay?
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Are you okay?
I'm just going to like kind of brush off my shoulders and say, I can handle a mutt or two.
Okay, well, can you handle a run? Because the dogs are getting away. We got to give chase.
Can I pull out my gun and shoot one of them again?
Yeah. You have the three.
I give chase.
Okay. I don't think in unstoppable wolf form that it's a uncertain thing that you can chase them. So, but for James shooting them, I'm going to say there's a level of uncertainty hitting a moving wolf target.
That's fair.
Don't hit me.
Again, you have the three base successes, and you can do this you can succeed with a cost, or you can roll dice or spend points to increase the level of success.
I'm going to spend a soma point and just get like a clear success.
Okay. You hit one of the wolves, and the sound of the gun going off visibly shakes Nicholas, who's been sent to like look around the cemetery to find these bodies that are buried. But he's like, I almost got eaten by like three wolves, and then a giant wolf told me to go and find the bodies. And so he's just on the ground, just hands, knees, digging through dirt. And yeah, as the gun goes off, he like shudders and is like, ah.
Yeah.
Traumatized.
After I make the shot, I'm gonna like jog after what's your name again? Guru?
It's Garo is how I interpret it. It is Garou.
Right. Garo. I'm gonna Garou. Run after Garo, but I'm not gonna like full out sprint. I know that they are both full out sprinting, but it is not not my style.
That's not happening for you.
It's not happening for me. A fancy pantsy boy.
We get into the forest. You're still trailing them, and you can see in a clearing up ahead that there is a like cave along this like rocky type cliff, and the wolves are running for the cave as fast as they can get there. I guess, is there anything you do to attempt to slow them? Because I think in your current state you can make sure that you're keeping up with them, but I don't know that you'll catch them before they get to this cave.
Okay. It's more important that in chasing them and following their trail, and I'll burn another point if I need to, but it's important that I would want to do the find them forever after again, during a scene, if this is maybe a different scene, like a chase scene. I want to spend a point to memorize the scent. This is a person I'm interacting with, but I'm hoping I can apply it to the wolves that I've been tracing and like following their trail.
I'll give it to you with the same point if in exchange for giving up on Armand's scent.
Yeah.
Otherwise, if you want to spend an additional point to find both of them, that would be fine too.
I'd do that. I'd go down to 3 points and just clock that scent.
Okay. Yeah. You stay close enough.
Yeah, I'd go.
That you can
get. I'd clock that scent and then probably wait for James to come lollygagging behind.
All right. Well, yeah, you get there, you're here at the mouth, this giant dark cave. From what you can tell, it's that's their like lair base, den, whatever you would like to call it. Yeah, they run into there. Do we follow them into this cave?
I suppose that's the only thing to do. To James, well, when I trace their trail here, there's nowhere else it could be, so I say we found their den. We could, in theory, just report. Let the king know that, you know, this is the location of the den. I sent Nicholas looking for the body of the wolf that I chucked, so, you know, maybe we'll have something to compare against. I mean, we could have a done deal job unless you fancy yourself exploring.
Is there any way you can use some sort of animal sense of yours to get an idea of how many more might be in there? Is it just the one remaining that they all hunt together, or do you think there's another good amount on the inside?
What do I think, storyteller? How do I feel about it?
There are.
What does my sniffer tell me? What is it? I can scent a person that was interacting with. Can I scent multiple scents? Are there multiple smells?
As you, I think, breathe in the air on the outside of this cave to sense for what's inside the cave, in the distance, you hear the cries of the town people.
Oh, no.
Mingled with the howls of wolves. And, yeah, Ben, you don't smell the wolf you chased here in the cave. You smell them in town.
What? But they came through here. I say to James, well, that's strange. Take another sniff.
Yeah.
I'm not picking them up in this cave anymore. I'm picking them up farther downwind, like they're coming from town, but I know I chased them to this location.
Fancy yourself a bit of exploring, then? Something's not right.
Yeah, I think so. It doesn't add up. Maybe there's something down there that can save us some time, and we'll make our way to the cave.
I'm gonna have my sword drawn as we walk through.
Let's see. A large cave full of tunnels. And small rooms, and let's see what happens. As you're traveling through the caves, you find a prisoner. They appear to be injured, and
the wolves are gone now. Is there a way you could? I can't move on my own. I believe I've been bitten on the leg. Is there a way you can help me back to the village before they return?
Is there, just to understand, is there like a cane on the guy's ankles, one ankle, two ankles, or anything like that?
No. He is not. He does not appear to be shackled in any way.
He appears to just be unable to move.
What is a good thing to do here? You could use your I am a man of the world and nothing can really surprise me, right? You can use that as a like meter to figure out if this person is telling the truth. You can see the wound on their leg and it does not appear that they can get up and move.
Okay. I didn't know if we were dealing with like some sort of shape-shifting nonsense.
But they do appear to be frantically panicked that the wolves are gone and they need to go back.
Yeah.
Can you help me? There's a tunnel that leads from here to a well in the main square of the village. I was at the bottom of the well and I saw the tunnel
thought that perhaps it was some secret passage to some sort of treasure and followed it.
What are you doing at the bottom of a well?
The rope broke and had to get the bucket. That was why I was there.
Foolish man seeking treasure. We will help you. Do not bleed on me.
I don't believe that I have the option. Do you have something to tie this off to quell bleeding? I don't have.
Well, is there a leg?
Yeah.
What's
doesn't
the
seem that way.
Can I rip part of their own clothing and make a bandage?
All right, sure. this is fairly indecent.
You are welcome to stay here, and we will carry on without you.
Listen,
if you'd rather stay decent in the cave.
I don't think that's a good idea, but also I don't know that they'll be back anytime soon. There was a little girl in a wooden mask. She said, "The hunters are here. We can go and finish the job." Stormed off into into the back room. I'm assuming the tunnel because here.
Well, James, it looks like we have to play catch up once again because whatever they're doing, they've made a point to have a plan. They're trying to execute something while we're chasing them. It's almost like they wanted us out of the town. I don't know. What do you think?
I think we should follow it.
What's this guy's name? Do we ask? Do we know his name?
No.
Okay, I'll ask. What's your name, friend?
I'm Marcel.
Marcel, good name. Are you able to? Do you need us to carry you out of here, or is that what you need? Because we're gonna go through this cell. We're gonna go through this. Well, Tom, and we can drag you along with us. And
you're going to follow.
Or do you want to stay here? Yeah, no, we're going right there, right into the Maw of the Beast. So if that doesn't sound like something you want a piece of,
I'll take my chances here. I don't think following them is a good plan.
Okay,
I'm gonna give him a. Well, at least no one will see you indecent.
I suppose. Maybe you can bring me clothes when you come.
I'm going to just go like wide-eyed at him and just turn around and walk. I cannot believe that, like, when concerned with, like, am I going to make it out of this cave alive? He's like, but, like, what if I don't look cute?
Yeah. No, I stand in. No, he's like, I gotta live, but you know what? At what cost if I'm ugly?
Right.
As you make your way through the cave to where the Marcel says that the tunnel is, you pass a mirrored wall with a light candle, and they're like. Kid drawings, like stick figures of a mother and a daughter holding hands. And then there's the mother at the end of the forest path and the daughter running into the forest. And the last drawing is the daughter surrounded by wolf. And as you're like examining these drawings, the closer inspection as you pass through them, they're all written in blood.
Whoa.
And you see this like mural on the wall, and that's a thing you pass in there, along with a lot of bones and like just, you know, rubble from things being dead all over the place. And yeah, you reach the room with the tunnel, and it looks like a straight shot tunnel that goes straight down.
All right. Okay.
Straight down.
How straight down? Is it like a slope, or is it like a mine shaft into oblivion?
Oh, it's like it's like slant, like it's slanted down, sort of, like a not like
deep enough to be like a chute, but like an incline, a downward incline.
How firmly attached is my hook to my head, my stump?
pretty firmly attached.
All right. I'm going to go in and just kind of drag my hook along the wall. Like, that's going to steady me.
So you're going down this incline, and I'm gonna give you the opportunity to volunteer. Which one of you wants to volunteer?
Ooh.
What are we volunteering for?
See, that would make it less fun.
I will volunteer.
So now, second decision. I'm going to give you the opportunity to make a defense check or to accept this voluntarily. But I'll give you a tidbit, a tiny description, just a little bit of what's going on before you make the choice. You hear a soft, faint, whispering voice, and now you make the decision.
Good questions. Okay. Damn, this is harder than I thought it would be. Can you rephrase it for me one more time?
All right. So here you are. On your trek down this slope towards where the well is, and you hear a faint whispering, and your innate sense to, I guess, defend yourself goes off. But you can decide to do that, or you can decide to voluntarily let whatever this is happen.
No, I will let my innate sense defend myself.
All right. Let's see. Which I guess that your first descriptor works here. My senses are unfailing. You feel the temperature in this tunnel drop, and that coupled with the whispering essentially sets you into defense. And you hear the words that the whisper is saying briefly, but then your innate instinct shake it off. The words you hear are, "Elizaveta abandoned her."
Ooh, scandalous.
And that's what you get in here. You reach the end of this tunnel, and you are in the center of town. There are large feral wolf figures darting through alleyways, town folks screaming. But from here all the way back where you were originally, when you started at the palace, you can see at the gate a wolf like the size of a grizzly bear just shredding the gate and going through.
Grizzly okay. Bear?
Yeah.
The size of one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So
just a grizzly bear. Jesus.
The doors to all the houses are barred closed. The villagers that were out are just gone. They did not make it. There's a full moon high in the sky above the village.
Nice.
And you see coming from the palace, Vincent and his main guard coming to fight off this grizzly bear wolf. What do we do?
Oh gosh, I don't even know anymore. I mean, they found them, you know.
Yeah.
James, what do you think we should do? The town's a wreck. We could stay and help to defend the town, but you know, there's the big one, and I'm the only big one around here. So we could go and help Vincent fight that pretender over there. But we really haven't made heads or tails of where they're coming from quite yet. And every time we change directions, something else is happening somewhere else. So what do you think?
I see. Well, I'm interested in the big fella. I think he'd make a nice rug. I say we go that way. I say we go after the big one.
But it's also in the direction that we just came from. So we would have to run back up that way. Do we have an idea of how long it took us to walk from where we were to where we are now?
To walk from the palace back to the caved in place? Like,
well, we're in the town center, right?
Yeah.
How long would it take us to get to, you know, where the guards are going to find the big wolf?
Oh, like not that long, like 5-10 minutes at most.
Okay. I mean, that's not so bad. We can try to hoof it that way.
No, I feel like we need to get to the bottom of the cave here, and there's something you know, something extra going on here.
As you have that thought, you get the same sensation the Guru got in the tunnel. The air gets cold, and you hear a faint whisper, but you can't make it out. And I'm gonna give you the option to make a defense check or to accept whatever this is.
I'm gonna make a defense check.
All right.
How do I do that?
So you can use one of your descriptors for JoJo. I was thinking the darn defense was the best one. I think for you, it's probably like either the nothing can surprise you or you've learned to face monsters and apparitions without being intimidated.
Yeah, I think that second one.
Nice. That sounds good.
Yeah, you feel the cold and you kind of are like, I'm not afraid of whatever this is. And you hear that faint whisper finally. And the words are, in the palace. And as you hear those words, you hear screaming as Gerard sprints from somewhere outside of the range of the gate, like maybe through some sort of secret passage into the palace. He just comes running at you and says, there's a little girl, and she's chasing down Elisaveta. I couldn't stop her. I don't know what she was. She shredded things, destroyed stuff. She was so small. The amount of violence in such a tiny thing. I had to get out of there. I didn't want to die. There's a path. You can save her, right?
James, that's you.
That's me.
Yeah, that's you.
I'm gonna give it like just like a sly smile and say, a child has bested me once, but never again. And like, onward, we're going. She's no Peter Pan.
I'm obsessed. Yes.
All right. Are we trying to go through the gate? Or are we going through whatever path that Gerard came from?
Well, the big guy's at the gate, right?
Mm-hmm.
Probably the path.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like just like trying to run to the front door, you know, like the general path would work.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. You make your way in, and you come out of like underneath the floor in that same ceremonial hall that you were in at the very beginning, and the palace is a slaughterhouse.
Jesus.
Everyone is dead. But
oh my god, we're the worst, dude. We suck at this so bad.
You hear Elisaveta's cry in like a room away from you. Yeah. What is the plan?
I think I'm booking it towards her.
Let's see what we can do here.
Open the doors, and in front of you, Elisaveta cowers on the ground as a little girl covered in mud and blood bares her teeth. And for a moment, through this wooden mask the little girl has on, you see these like bright crystal blue eyes. And then you hear the whisper again. And this time, it doesn't care if you want to hear it. All of the lights in the palace go out. And a bright orange toned spirit figure floats before you.
Okay.
And says, she deserves to die for Ben. Can you not see? Looks to the both of you. And when she says, can you not see? You see the bright blue sparkle of Elisaveta's eyes.
I'll ask. Who was she? Who was the girl that was?
The spirit takes in the question, but for for some reason doesn't have like the permanence of place to answer the question, and looks to the little girl and steps in front of the little girl and says, I will protect her. She is my granddaughter. And it's this moment where, Guru, you're hit with this intense feeling of recognition. The spirit before you is someone you ate in a past version of yourself.
Oh my God.
And you recognize now that the child is wearing a bright red cloak.
No, I am the monster all along. What?
And you know how this story ended.
Yeah, I fucked them kids up. That's what I did.
But in this version, it didn't end. The grandmother is dead. But behind the grandmother's spirit, the little girl lives. And,
Wow.
Yeah. So now we're going to go crazy nonsense ultimatum time. Elisaveta looks to you and says, aren't you going to help me? I'm going to be torn apart. And the little girl takes a moment to survey this and looks to the spirit and says, I must have my revenge, and moves towards Elisaveta. And you can hear the howling of that giant wolf outside. What do we do here?
We came here to find the source of your wolf problem. It looks like the whole time it was you. As far as I can tell, our job here is done. If you want to save your life, I suggest you start begging for it.
I think we close adventure.
Wait, as we turn away and like walk away, I'm gonna look over to Garo and just be like, really was a shame we couldn't save her.
I mean, I guess you like reap what you sow.
Darn.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll close
darn
on our trip back to the Order's headquarters. And we have the brief flash of the portrait of Gerard's father. And we have that instant, and we see the warm orange glow of the spirit cast onto it. And then splatters of blood. And we're on our wagon back to the Order's headquarters. A job well done. That's it. That's the session.
What? That man, I don't know if we're the good guys or the bad guys, but I liked what was happening.
We are the guys.
We are the guys.
There's no doubt about it. We're the guys.
Oh my, I mean, I would watch this show.
Yeah, well, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in at home. I'm, as always, Andrew.
I'm Steph.
And I'm JoJo.
Until next time.